What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Boy, I tell you, the termination train is never, ever gonna have a shortage of souls and tickets that are gonna get punched. Oh yeah, gentlemen, we all know this is a well that will never run dry. Now let's get into the article that was published on the 20th of October. Man turns himself in, admits to shooting and offlining his wife in Dodge City. Dodge City. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Dodge City. Gentlemen, never in my wildest imaginations did I ever think I would be doing an HMT in Dodge City, of all places here in America. Now, of course, there's a famous idiom that I myself use called get out of Dodge. Now, let's go ahead and do a brief history behind the origin of that phrase, shall we? The phrase, get out of Dodge, originated from Dodge City, Kansas, a lawless and dangerous cattle town in the 1870s. As a rough and wild frontier town, it was a place where trouble often led to being run out of town, shot, or locked up. The phrase was later popularized in Western films and TV shows like Gunsmoke, which is one of my favorites, Bonanza, The Rifleman, where it was used to tell villains that they had to leave the city before sundown. The idiom means to leave a difficult or dangerous situation quickly. Wow. But yeah. When you look at Dodge City, when you look at the history of it, man, it was definitely one of those towns where they said, yep, you need to get the hell up out of here before sundown or your ass is getting shot the hell up. A 31-year-old Dodge City man is facing first-degree termination charges after police say he shot and offlined his wife Monday morning. Dodge City Police Department officers were dispatched to the 3000 block of Gary Avenue at around 5:48 a.m. in response to reports of shots being fired. When officers arrived in the area, the suspect, Israel Esquivel Ibarra, approached officers at the police department and said he had just shot his wife. Put a major pin right there. Officers responded to the location given by the man, and they found 31-year-old Emma Benitez in her vehicle with multiple gunshot wounds. Despite life-saving efforts by first responders, the woman was pronounced deceased at the scene. The suspect was taken into custody without incident. 12 News was able to confirm through online booking records that Israel was booked into the Ford County Jail on suspicion of first-degree termination. A criminal case will be submitted to the Ford County Attorney's Office for prosecution. The investigation remains active and ongoing. Police further said the details may be released at a later time. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, this man surrendered to the police. What does that entail? That's right. That entails a man who was resigned to his fate. He didn't try to run. He didn't try to hide. He did the deed. He put the mask on and said, okay, yep, I did it. I shot her. That is a man that was definitely at the end of his rope. He had all but said, you know what? I'm done. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Gentlemen, I think for this particular HMT, because of the location, because of the city, I'm going to go ahead and just give this one a flat 100. Anything less would be disrespectful to the city of Dodge. I think we can all be in agreement on that one. Yeah. This city is too damn famous not to get a good score. And the fact that we use the phrase, get out of Dodge, yeah. Yeah. But one has to circle back and ask the grand question. Why did he do it? Why? Something drove this man so over the edge that he waited until his wife was in her car. Maybe she was trying to get out of Dodge. But he was like, ah, nah, 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 uh-uh. I'm going to uphold the legacy of Dodge City, and your ass going to get shot the fuck up. But why? Gentlemen, this goes back to what I always say. You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Especially for a man to offline his wife and then go directly to the police. Yeah. There was definitely something going on behind those closed marital doors. But hey, you know what? Maybe he'll say why he did what he did. Or maybe he's just going to say, you know what? Fuck it. I've joined the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. I'm going to live the rest of my life, even though I'm behind bars, in relative bliss and peace. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, to you women out there who believe that you can push a man beyond his line and think that that man is not going to respond eventually, you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that society gives you, which is fake, which is false, by the way, to think that you can just continuously fuck with the man in your life, piss him off, drive him to the edge. Yeah, that power always goes out. Feminism and believing that the police are going to be there when you decide, oh, I'm going to use the gun of the state to protect me. Yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, this is the perfect illustration of a man who said, you know what? I no longer fear the consequences of my actions. Therefore, I'm going to act. And it was lethal action that he took. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.